Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Briefly, Perfectly Human, Making an Authentic Life by Getting Real About the End by Elua Arthur. This is the author. To the too much, to the not enough, to the wanderers, to the aching dreamers, to the perpetual seekers of nothing to be found. In Loving Memory, Peter St. John, Shantae Murphy, Angelina Araba Enim, Lindsay Perlman, Jason Ford, Demaine Reeves, Joan Marie, Margot Majdi, my paternal grandparents, King Awulai Blay VI and Bozuma Elima, my maternal grandparents, J.O. Evans Enim and Kate Akwa, my thousands of ancestors, many clients, and every person who came before and has already died. Author note. At the crux of my work as a death doula is the element of trust. Clients invite me into their homes and their lives, and with me they meander through their heartbreaks, proudest moments, greatest joys, sock drawers, and skeletons in the closets. To facilitate this trust, I am morally bound to client confidentiality, and I maintain it to this day. The stories in this book are derived from the most impactful encounters I have had in my work, and the lessons they've taught me live within me still. I did not gain written permission to share experiences of my clients, many of whom are now gone. However, my work with them and my memories of revelatory connections with them have endured to the point of bursting. I use aliases throughout Briefly, Perfectly Human. To further protect identities, I have changed details and created composites. I combine the experiences of many people with whom I worked closely, including clients who are dying, and those who sought end-of-life planning consultations and death meditation sessions, with people who simply chose to share their death stories with me in coffee shops, on airplanes, and at parties. It is my intention to create a story in which anyone can find themselves. The experiences we have while dying are universal, yet we feel most alone while journeying through it. I hope these stories show you that we are witnessed even at the end of our lives. You are seen. You are heard. Your life matters. Your death will too. Chapter 1, A Friend at the End. The car horn blasts, snapping me back to my senses just as I slam my hands on the hood and instinctively pull my body away from the red and yellow taxi. It screeches to a halt an inch before it hits me. Shock waves run through my body like electrical currents, and my breath catches in my throat as the gravity of what almost happens jolts me into the present. Adrenaline has taken over. All the hairs on my body are at attention. Everything is moving in slow motion, like in The Matrix when Neo dodges a bullet. I just almost died, and the accident would have been my fault because I wasn't paying attention. Get it together, Elua, I admonish myself in a familiar way. In the past year, I've decided that I don't know how to do anything right. I don't know how to be a happy legal aid lawyer anymore. I can't figure out how to feel joy. I don't know how to do life right. I don't even know how to cross a packed street at 8 a.m. Until that moment, I had never given my death much thought. Yet instantly, I am clear that I don't want to die on the street in Trinidad, Cuba, half drunk, last night's makeup still on my face. My parents would kill me. Being the good Ghanaian daughter I am, I think of the shame I would bring to my family's name by being splattered on the packed street because of my own negligence. I also think about the thong I am wearing underneath my denim shorts. Thongs embarrass my mother.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?